Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Ford Berry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together. Hello, my friends. So excited to be here today. This is actually take two for this episode. And it's an important episode, especially for this time of year. But the reason why it's take two is I've been having lots of microphone problems. My microphone that I loved for years and have done this podcast with broke. And then I bought a new one and that one didn't work. So last time I recorded this, the sound didn't come through. So you know what? That's okay. Maybe it was meant to be, because since then it's been a week and even more has happened with this conversation and what I'm about to share with you. So this episode is all about how to plan a successful senior year for your child and how to be organized as the mom while you're doing it. I don't know if that's the exact title that's going to be. We'll see how it goes with SEO, but I want to share all of the tips that I can possibly download to you today after just finishing up my youngest senior year. So I've done this two times and I have learned so much over the last few years, the last 3 years between the first time I did it and the second time. So where I'm at right now is we have just gotten through graduation and my youngest child, Bryson, he was a senior in high school up until Sunday. And just a little bit of a backstory. This kid actually went to a different high school. And during COVID, they started doing virtual learning. And he was not happy with that. He wasn't learning well. He was super frustrated. And so we had we did the whole thing. We set up the homeschool room and our bonus room. He had it all set up and we'd come home from work and Josh and I would notice that he was very unhappy and frustrated. And that's just not his personality. And it was the fall of his sophomore year when they were kind of doing a hybrid learning. And he was also talking to some people that had transferred to a local private high school that is about 15 minutes from our house. And so friends of ours transferred and they started to talk to us about it. And long story short, we went on a tour as a family. And then he did like a day in the life of one of the students. And he ended up never going back to his old high school. He transferred, within a couple of days. And now it's been 3 years and I can just see why it happened, right? If it hadn't been for COVID, none of this would have happened. But he was meant to be at this school and there's so many reasons why. And I just think it's another example of that God always has a plan and that if you're willing to pivot and be open to new opportunities and changes in life, big things can happen. And so we just had his graduation Sunday. It was really nice. He's also finishing up an amazing year of sports. He is a football player, a basketball player, and his favorite sport, as most of you know that have been following me for a while, is baseball. Huge, huge baseball family here, huge baseball player. And his dream was to play in college, and he is going to be doing that next year down in Florida. So we are still, even though he graduated high school on Sunday, it still feels like we have a little bit extra senior year bonus, because I'm excited to announce his son or his team won over the weekend, the day before graduation. So it was a big weekend for us. We had a like a regional championship that we won. My sister came into town with, and then Josh's sister was in town, and we all went to this game and they won. And then the next day was graduation. So pretty, pretty awesome. I just can't even, I'm just feeling so like, there's just so much blessing right now. And I'm grateful for that. And so we are heading to the state championship, the semifinals and the finals, hopefully. But the semifinals for sure this weekend, this Friday. So we're excited. At graduation, our principal even gave all the entire school district that made their last day of school Thursday instead of Friday, so that as many people as possible can travel the 2.5 hour jaunt to the state semifinals. So congratulations, Notre Dame baseball. If anyone's listening, we are so, so proud of you. And I'm obviously so, so proud of Bryson. So thinking about senior year and all the things that have been going on behind the scenes, I thought, why don't I make a list to help other moms that are coming up with their kids to, you know, to where if you're listening and you have a child that's going to have a senior year in the next year or so, these tips can really help you. So the first thing I want to say is to plan to be present, plan to be present. And what I mean by that is that, and you've heard me talk about this on this show, as far as I always look to the next season. I try to be as productive early on as possible so that I can be present during the season. And senior year is no different. At the beginning of the year, you want to look at that school calendar. You want to talk to other previous senior parents and find out what are the important dates of the things that you do not want to miss. Get them on your calendar, set, you know, an alert for each one, and then take it a step farther and make sure that your work schedule or, you know, other commitments and responsibilities, look at how you can maybe take a step back from some things in order to be more present with your child. Because mamas, listen up, this year goes so fast. And when it's over and you're never getting it back. And you're going to miss it when it's gone to a certain extent, because it's a season in your life, like, right? I have this crazy hair going on as usual. But it's a season in your life and it's a season in your child's life. And this is almost like this final finale, like a dance recital. I used to be a dancer, but it's the finale of parenting in this season, this school age season. Now you're still going to parent in college. You're still going to parent the rest of your life, probably, but this is very special. And there's so many things that you're going to start thinking about. I need to make sure I teach them this, and I need them to be reminded about this and that. And so you can't do that if you're not present, and make sure that your schedule, you think way in advance, because they're not. The other thing is, not everything was spelled out for me, especially being a parent at a new school. I didn't know what the senior traditions were. So I had to take some time at the beginning of the year, look at the school calendar, reach out to the guidance counselor and ask the question so that I knew. I didn't want to be out of town, you know, the day of the senior award ceremony. Okay. So think ahead and plan to be present. The other thing is, when you are being in the moment, think about the way that you can be present for your children, your child, to make more memories and meet them where they're at. What do I mean by that? Senior year, the kids want to make memories with their own friends, right? They want to do all the things with their buddies, because they're all going to be leaving. But mom is over here going, well, I want to have, you know, more memories with you also. I know I felt like that as a mom, because he's going away pretty far away next year for college, but you can't expect your senior child to just stay home and watch TV with you every night. So I tried to be creative and think of ways where I could meet him where he's at. And for my son, and for any of you that have boys, you might relate. Food is the answer. So there is many nights where there was a game and I knew that he loves food, and that's when we can get him, you know, with us, have a good conversation, make a memory. So there was a lot of eating out this year, just because it was a nice quality memory that we could fit in. And I kind of just knew that was going to happen, and that, you know, his love language is food. So I met him where he was at, and we did a lot of things like that. other ways of making memories had to do with traveling for his teams and his games. There was time sometimes where he could ride to a game or from a game with us. That's not always the case, but just making memories, making things a bigger celebration because it's the last year. I know there's been so many celebrations and we've been lucky to have that, but whatever it is, just celebrate it. Celebrate the little days. Celebrate the nights when he or she sleeps in their own bed. I had so many nights where I just was thanking God in my prayers that he was in the house still, because I knew it was a limited time. As far as making memories and meeting them where they're at, make sure you're documenting these memories. So if it's just him and his friends hanging out, then take a photo, you know, because I know that I was going to have a photo slideshow at his graduation party. I did that for my daughter. So I started a photo album on my phone early in the year. And every time I took a photo or memory, I just put it right into the album called Bryston. I also, when I'm traveling for these different sporting events, or even if I was sitting at an appointment or anytime I had downtime, I added photos on my phone into that album from when he was younger. So I was just getting ahead of the slideshow because I knew that I was going to do it. And just making time to snap those photos, or, you know, if you're hanging out with their friends, in as far as like the memories go too, and I want to go back to when I said meet them where they're at, let them invite their friends over, because a lot of these kids, you may have watched them grow up for years and years, and it also is the end of a season with those kids. So if there's a decision on where these kids are going to hang out on a Friday night, don't be afraid to be the parent that says, come on over, I'll get you guys some pizza, hang out here, because there's so many awesome conversations that you can have with your friends, which also helps you get to know your child better. We usually are a family that does not let our kids bring a friend on vacation for our family vacations that we've had all these years. But this past spring break, we did let him bring two boys with us, because our daughter was going to still be in class for college and she wasn't going to be with us all the time. So we let him bring these two friends. And it was just such a joy to watch our son hang out with his two best friends. We were around them 24/7. We could hear their conversations. We learned a lot about them. We laughed. We were just enjoying the camaraderie and the things that boys say to each other. And it helped us really form an even stronger bond with his two best friends. And, you know, one will be going off to college next year and the other one will be a senior. We won't be able to see them as much as we do now. And so I know from having my daughter be older that some of those kids you will always root for. You will always want to watch them as they move on to college, end up getting married, things like that. So just be the open door. Let these kids know that they can come over, that they can call you if they need a ride, all the things, because, you know, it's just another way for you to bond with your own child as well. Okay, what else? Also, when it comes to there's so many things to say. Let's talk about first of all, senior photos. Don't forget to schedule your senior photos early in the year, you know, so that you have the entire year to use those photos. What do I mean by that? Whether you're posting something or you're putting it in invitations or you're getting some printed for gifts, you could even give gifts for the grandparents, copies of the senior photos, but you want to get on the schedule with the photographer. Or if you're doing professional photographs, you want to get in early because everybody else is doing the same thing that you are doing. Don't forget that. We're all in the same boat. So use that to your advantage by getting on their schedule earlier than you may normally think. Okay, let's talk about graduation party, because that's a big one. Here are my tips for the graduation party. Number one is save the date. So as soon as you decide for your own schedule, what is going to work the best for you and your spouse or your family, then go ahead and send out a text message and try to let as many other parents or family members that you really want there know, or people coming from out of town, hey, this is the date that we are going to have the graduation party, so that it kind of solidifies that date on the calendar for you, because there's a lot of other parents that will be doing the same thing. And it's terrible when there's a day where there's too many grad parties and everybody can't make, especially for the kids, they can't make it to each other's parties. So I would do like a quick save the date early in the year, and then use some of those grad senior photos that you've paid for to create your invitation. I always use Shutterfly, but there's tons and tons of great websites out there for you to use to order invitations. The other thing that really helps me out is I create an Excel document when my daughter graduated, and I put everything on the document. I put the first column was a list of guests by last name so that it can sort alphabetically. And then their address, because you're going to need that address not only to send the invitation, but for your child to send a thank you note, and RSVP, you know, did they RSVP, how many people. I had it totaled, so I knew how many people were coming. And then if they sent, ended up giving a gift, I put that on there, so my kids knew who to thank for the gifts that they received. And while I was creating this Excel sheet, I just quickly took the addresses and created labels, because it made it so much faster to just pop on the invitation. But also you can print a second copy for your child for when they send out the thank you cards. So everything is right there. And if you have multiple children, like I did, I could use a lot of the same information from my first kid to my second kid. I just edited it for him based on maybe some people that we wouldn't be inviting to this party that we had invited to the previous party. And so that was something that really, really helped me just stay organized as far as who's coming and how many people, so that I know what to tell the caterer and I can set a budget. We also made sure that we picked our vendors early. And again, that's the benefit of picking a graduation party date early, is that you can get your vendors early. Because again, if in the same school district, in the same area, a lot of the parents will use the same vendors. So like tents, tables, chairs, DJs, food trucks, ice cream trucks, balloons, whatever you're doing, get those dates, you know, secure the vendors first before everybody else is jumping on the bandwagon. And that can be very beneficial as far as just, and it kind of gets it out of the way for you, right? It just helps you understand that you don't have to do every single thing at the last minute. Because let me tell you something, if you're anything like me, you have guests coming into town and you are going to get busier and busier as senior year goes on. And then you, when it leads up to the last few weeks, you're going to be doing some stuff around the house. Like right now we're planting flowers and things like that. And it's just busy. It's constantly busy. So the more things you can get done ahead of time, the better. And I'm going to pull up the episode number for you, but I have this really great episode that I recorded about helping after this that I want you to go back and listen to. I'll have it in the show notes, but we did do a whole episode on helping get organized for your child that's leaving for college. And my daughter, episode 141, how parents and kids can prepare for college. Go back and listen to 141 if you have a child that's graduating this year and then going on to college. We jam-packed it, and my daughter was the guest on the show to help you. We gave out so many fun tips on how to get the dorm room organized and how to prepare. Because I feel like if you don't have a child that already went through the season, nobody tells you these things, and there's so much to know. So I will, you know, I hope that those tips helped you. I will wrap this episode up by saying senior year is very emotional. It's It's interesting because they feel like they are an adult, but they're not quite there yet. And you're still hanging on to that last bit of control at the same time, realizing it's time to let them fly because this is how it was supposed to be, right? So we're super sad, but we also know as parents that if your child is made it through high school, bravo to you. Congratulations. That's awesome. In that, if they have decided to go on to college, that's great too. Whatever they're deciding to do, it's a next season. It's the next season for your child, and it's also the next season for you. So I would ask yourself to just be gentle on yourself, maybe do some journaling, give yourself time to really soak it all in, and then, try to just gather around other moms that can be support for you that may be going through the same thing. I know that's helpful for me. I will be now an empty nester after this one. So I've been, really leaning on my friends that are in the same boat. We're making plans and we're talking about what that looks like so we're not just lost next fall, especially for our family. We've been really involved in sports and it's just like, what are we doing without sports? So I think I said that to the moms the other night. Get that support system going, do the things with the senior parents too, because if you're like me, friendships form through your children. And I know just tomorrow night, we're doing like a little happy hour with some senior moms. And it's great because nobody knows what you're going through as much as another senior parent. And so embrace those relationships, reach out, say, hey, do you want to get together? Maybe you plan a girls' weekend trip after you drop them off at school. Be proactive in taking care of yourself too, because a lot of moms, we feel like this is our purpose. And when they go off to school after they move out, whatever the case may be, you're kind of wondering what your purpose is now. And you still have purpose, mama. You still have meaning and purpose, and you have so much more to do in your life. So don't think it ends here. And just start to ask yourself, what do you want your life to look like after this season? What do you want to do more of? What do you want to do less of? Who do you want to make time for? What are some new things that you want to do for yourself that maybe you've been putting off because you've been so busy taking care of your kids? What does that look like for you? And then try your best to get excited about it. I've been doing this with myself for the last year. I keep asking myself these questions, and I feel like as much as it's going to be hard to live in the house without him, I'm going to focus on the fact that he's going where he has dreamed of going. He's doing what he's dreamed of doing. And, my husband and I remind ourselves that this is what we've worked towards. We wanted him to grow up to be this person, and we've done the work, and we need to celebrate that more than we need to be sad that it's come to an end. And so I'm going to work on embracing this new season. I'm going to work on getting excited about it. I'm going to have a lot of sad days. I know you are too, but we can do this together. Reach out if you need an extra boost. I feel you. I know it's hard. It's motherhood in general is just always stretching us and pulling at our heartstrings. So I feel you. I love you. And I hope this episode helped. Until next time, goodbye. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening today. Guess what? I am now offering my masterclass, Create an Organized and Purposeful Life, for free. All you have to do is go to the show notes below and click the link. In it, I will teach you my 5 core principles for organizing your home and your life, action steps you can start taking today, and time management that actually works. All you have to do is click that link in the show notes, and you will be on your way to getting your home and your life organized so that you can start living with more purpose and less overwhelm.